Nzansi Magic's Gomora is not only a firm favorite, but they have answered the call to open the industry by introducing Mzansi to new acting talent. Thanks to Gomora, we now have our beloved Terry Pendergrass, played by actor Sicelo Buthelezi, who just won his very first acting award in Mzansi at the Royal Soapy Awards. This week, we got a chance to chat with Sicelo about where he comes from, about how it feels to be referred to now as an award-winning actor, his dreams to end up working with Tyler Perry, and everything in between. My name is Criselda Kekana. Welcome to Chisa Live Podcast.
Yes, Mzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
So how does it feel to be an award-winning actor?
To be honest, I don't know, man. For me, it's I'm just back to my I don't know how to call it, normal self. Obviously, when that happened, I was like a bit overwhelmed by it, worried about myself that maybe I might like drown, you know, in this pool of people, you know, applauding you every time.
Yeah.
But then now I'm just like, you know what? Let's go back to our normal rules, man. Our normal principles. You know, stick to my formation. You know.
Yeah. Stick to what you were doing.
And not be drained by this thing when that's happening, or overwhelmed by it.
Yeah. But I mean, you have the award. Is it at your house now?
It is at my house now.
Do you like look at it just randomly and go, that's me?
I definitely do. Sometimes I'm just like, wait, how did I get there? And then I'm just like, hey man, it's the work, bro. Because to be honest with you, last year this time, I literally wasn't even seeing myself winning an award. I was literally at a rehearsal room thinking to myself, how am I going to get a job?
Yeah.
After I graduate, I don't know how will I get a job, you know, because it's hard to get a job.
It's hard to get a job in any field, but it's even harder in this field because there's
a whole lot of
talented people, and, you know, they just don't come by that easy.
You get me? So, yeah, no. But then, first of all, this year, I'm winning an award. Do you understand the shift?
Yes, it's like from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yo. So I'm just like worried about, you know, the way things are. I feel like somehow things are moving too quick for me. I don't know if it's God's plan or what, but I'm just like, if it is God's plan, then so be it. I'm just hoping that I don't take time to climb up the mountain and then just take a few seconds to actually fall down, you know.
I understand that fear, but I mean, it's I guess understandable, as you know, this is your like breakout role, and you're already doing, you know,
and
amazing
suddenly,
things
I
with
an
it.
Award for it.
Yeah.
You know, who does that? Who gets a debut role and then actually win an award for it?
Releasing like an amazing first album, and then now
imagine,
everything else
you know,
that you're going to release after this, we are like expecting amazing things.
So that's my worry also. That what if when I get my next role, people are gonna have like higher expectations, you know. So that's what I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, but I don't think you have anything to worry about. I mean, because you did get the role just on the merit of your acting, and you can only get better from here. And you are in the presence of like amazing, talented actors.
Yeah.
And how has that journey been? Have you been like a sponge, just, you know, sucking up all the wisdom from everyone around you? Because the cast where you are is amazing.
I don't know. For me, it just became a normal thing, man. You know, well, it was new to me for like a few weeks, and then after that, I was just like, okay, cool. This is the life that I'm gonna live. Then so be it. You know, I didn't.
You didn't want to get
much.
Yourself like just starstruck and out of the
exactly,
present.
Exactly. You know. After maybe like a few weeks, I was just like, okay, cool, I'm used to it. Because that's the thing about me also, I adapt pretty fast, you know. So
yeah,
after that, I was just like, okay, cool, this is the life, let's go with it. You know, I'll just adjust as time goes.
Yeah, you settled nicely into it.
Yes.
Have you gotten older people calling you Teddy?
yeah, now it's just like, I'm at a point where if someone says Teddy, I'll just say, yeah, you know, because I'm so used to it. Yeah, it's just there now, you know.
Yeah, no, I get
that. I'm just one of those Karabo Mashaba, what do you call them?
Karabo Moroka, Kenneth Mashaba vibe.
You get me?
I feel like you're going to be in like a Hollywood blockbuster and people are still going
and
to call you Teddy.
And call me Teddy. Exactly my point.
Yeah, I get it. What has been your favorite part of this whole journey? Not just, I mean, the award, yes, it has arrived and it was overwhelming and you've settled into it, but like just the journey of bringing Teddy to life and the reaction that Vanzi and Africa has had to the character. What has been the highlight for you?
Going home and actually chilling with guys who are more similar to Teddy and actually literally saying to me, I'm inspired by you, Stalo. For me, that I was just like, you know what? Because I've never come across guys who are strict about the way they think. Which is, this is life and this is how I'm going to live it, you know? And then suddenly, there's me, and then suddenly I'm inspiring this person to actually take different decisions
about their life,
you know? So, yeah, just the idea of inspiring someone, it's scary. I don't want to lie to you. It's so scary to hear someone say, I look up to you, because I'm a human, you know, I make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point where literally I have to do things and actually don't show my flaws. And actually, because I don't want to disappoint that person, you know.
I totally get what you mean. It's like a gift and a curse at the same time. Because
I was literally about to say it's like a gift and a curse at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
But just the idea of inspiring someone for me is just like my favorite part of this journey.
I can understand that, because I feel like also a lot of us just overlook the fact that the character of Teddy is so unique on television right now, because here's this kid who's, you know, going through these challenges, and in addition to just life being tough in Gomara for him, he has the learning disorders that he's dealing with. He has so many things coming at him at like different points of his journey. And I guess for somebody to be able to see themselves in Teddy is such a big deal.
It is definitely such a big deal. So yeah, for me, I'm just like, with me and Teddy, we're quite similar with our upbringing, but we're very far apart, you know, in terms of like the way we do things, but the way we like in Pumirika, so to actually come across guys who are actually more like Uteri and actually, you know, seeing themselves in Teddy, that for me is just like, you know what, that's about
I'm doing it. Something.
A TV.
Yeah, it's something worthwhile, hey?
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, I get that. You posted a picture of yourself with SK in an embrace, and you were thanking him. I wanted, because I'm quite sure you were with a lot of other actors and a lot of, you know, other important people in this industry. Why was that moment particularly important for you?
It wasn't just that moment also. He literally said something about Mr. Buthelezi on his speech when he received his award. And for me, that felt so, it was so special, man. I didn't know what to do, because I was like, bro, we literally just met a few minutes ago. And we actually didn't meet. He actually said my name on the spot. And Ben Arazan Kumi and I, we haven't had a word together. And he was like, Stella, welcome to the industry. I was like, are you serious, man? Like, this is big, man. Thank you so much. So for that moment to happen for me, I was just like, yeah, it's God's plan, man.
You're blown away.
it's God's plan. And you just have to acknowledge those moments and actually be grateful for them, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I mean, it's a wonderful thing when the people who have kind of made a way and paved a way for the young crop of actors to even acknowledge that, you know what, you guys are doing a wonderful job. Because we always scream open the industry, and once it's open and people are inside, it becomes cold all of a sudden, which is a different vibe to, you know, what your moment with SK, for example, is showing, that there is actual, you know, cheering on from the sidelines.
It's not only SK, man. You know, a lot of, like, veterans that I've met already, they literally look at me in the eyes and be like, I love your work. So for me, I'm just like, what do you mean, dude? I love your work. You've been doing this thing, man.
I mean, do you know who you are?
You know? And they're like, I love your work, man. You know, they say these things, that they go deeper into detail, and I'm just like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, man, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, so here we are, and it has been an amazing journey, and I'm sure there's going to be more. I'm sure we all of us are just now looking forward to see you in other spaces and other roles, and just to see what you can do with it.
Yeah,
and of course, not to take away from the moment, because we don't want to rush you into going somewhere else.
Exactly.
We definitely don't want you to start running because now Teddy's great. No. We want to enjoy Teddy, but we also now are looking forward to seeing you in other spaces. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to go? If you could just, in an ideal world, where to from here?
That's a very good question. Because I always have that in my mind right now, but because you've mentioned which you don't want to, you know, spoil the moment, Yagatidi. I've always thought to myself, I can't wait for my next role. You know, it's scary, because there's a shoe that I wore, and now it's like big, and I need to go back to that shoe and actually start doing my prep work, you know, for the new character. Because now, not saying I've gotten used to Teddy, but now I know which pants to actually wear because of the day that he's like, you know, so I wouldn't know which he. The next role is on Patelani, how big will it be? So where do I see myself, to be honest? Yeah, I don't know, man.
The picture is too bright.
the picture is way too bright. I can't see properly. I need to, you know, wear shades.
I get you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It didn't even feel like an interview, man, the conversation. Thank you so much. You're really
awesome.
Good at this, eh?
Thank you. Maybe I'll also get an award for it.
Lalela.
I'm also from my mouth to God's ears.
Yes, do that. Yeah, thank you so much, man. This
thank you.
Great.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Enjoy your day also.
Bye.